Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Hey, thanks for joining us for the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And today's episode is entitled, Your Business is in Trouble, But We Can Help. This is the 2024 edition. Hey, I did this one a couple of years ago. I'm going to update it with some updated statistics. And if you know me, you know I love the statistics. And it is season 4, episode number 9, Your Business is in Trouble, But We Could Help. And it is sponsored by Platinum Business Consulting. Look, our mission is to help you, the small to medium-sized business, become a world-class organization. It's easy to do, and we can help you. Can't help you if we don't hear from you. Anyway, we're going to kick this one off. Again, this is the Platinum Business Break Podcast, available on Spotify. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, as well as, if you're watching this on video, our YouTube channel. And this is, again, Your Business is in Trouble, But We Can Help, Season 4, Episode 9. And we're going to jump right in. All right, first of all, most of you small to medium-sized business owners, and look, it could even be large companies. You know, your business is in trouble. You're on the cliffs, baby. Look at that. You are on the cliffs, and you don't know it. And there's a reason you don't know it. One reason you don't know it is your people are keeping you insulated from what's going on. The larger you are, especially if you're the CEO or the owner or leadership group, C-suite management group, whatever, you're being insulated. You are not being told what's going on, especially at the customer level. So you've got to wake up. You've got to start paying attention. You've got to start asking some questions. Because I know most of you would like to know these things, especially if you're a smaller business. You have a feeling. You know something's not right. I'm about to play this clip from The Matrix. Most of you know the storyline. Our hero, his name is Neo, and his mentor or guide is Morpheus. And Morpheus is telling him, hey, there's something wrong. You can feel it, but you don't know what it is. Anyway, listen to this dialogue, and I think you'll get what I'm saying.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind.
All right, doesn't that make sense? Hey, something is wrong. Something is bothering you. You don't know what it is. It's like a splinter in your mind's eye. Okay, that's what's wrong with your business. There's something wrong. You can't really put your finger on it, but we can help you do that. And if you're watching this video, you're probably watching it either from our podcast or YouTube channel, or you've clicked on through our website. And really, this is more designed for that person. So if you clicked on this video through our website, some questions we asked you on our main page is, are any of these pain points holding your business back? And this was based on a survey. So most small to medium-sized businesses, the first big pain point or problem is employee engagement and retention. That's the challenge of finding employees. Are your employees engaged? And we're going to talk about engagement in a minute. Some of you are going, yeah, I knew he was going to go there. Two, cash flow management. Hey, look, maintaining positive cash flow, especially your small business. Are you going to be able to make payroll this week, this month? And also any unexpected costs, maybe increase in inventory costs or whatever. Number three, customer satisfaction, delivering quality products and services, managing customer relationships, addressing feedback and complaints. And again, most of the owners or most of the leadership that I work with or talk to, they're not aware. They don't want to talk, or they don't want to talk to customers. You need to talk to your customers because that's the one paying the bills, folks. It's that simple. Number four, marketing and sales, generating leads, converting them into customers, retaining existing customers, developing effective marketing campaigns, reaching the target audience, et cetera, et cetera. And I talk to a lot of small businesses. They can't even succinctly tell me who their target market is, who's their ideal customer. We can help you with that. But if you don't have a clear picture of who your customer is, that's a problem. And we do, by the way. So if you're watching this, you were targeted because you're a small to medium-sized business or maybe a division of a larger company, and you're tired. You're wore out. You need some help. You found us probably either on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, or more likely a Google search, okay, because we target very specifically to businesses who need help. All right, number five, business growth, acquiring new customers, expanding into new markets, scaling operations, etc. And everyone wants to grow. I have yet to meet a business owner or a company who said, no, we're happy where we're at. Now, there's a few exceptions, obviously, but most people want to grow. Number six, regulatory or legal. Keeping up constantly with changing regulations and compliance. Now, a lot of that, if you're in the U.S., that's probably payroll taxes and, you know, employment law, especially the larger you are. Or it could be if you're in some industry that has some regulatory or compliance state by state, you know, you have to keep up with that stuff, and that stuff can get you in trouble. That stuff can put you out of business. Number seven, market competition, staying relevant and competitive in the industry. And again, most people don't even realize where they fit in the industry. They don't have the, they don't know how big their industry is. They don't know where they fit. And the other thing is, I think they pay too much attention to their competition. I don't think you should do that. And again, that's another podcast. Number eight, technology integration, adopting and integrating new technology. All right, we're talking about, you know, AI. We're talking about cybersecurity and all that kind of stuff. Now, again, most of you don't even, you know, I got a graphic if you're watching on YouTube, ChatGPT. Most of you don't even know what I'm talking about. If you're not using ChatGPT or some sort of AI in your business, you're getting left way, way, way behind. And we can help you with that. All right, number nine, risk management, economic turndown, natural disaster, supply chain disruptions. Right? That's been a big one since COVID. So anyway, what are your contingency plans? All right, you know what you're doing about your supply chain, about your risk management. Number 10, again, this is the most important one. It's number 10, but it's probably the most important, personal well-being. That's personal well-being of the owner, the manager, the C-suite, the executives. And not only just that, of your employees. We talk about work-life balance. I don't believe in work-life balance. I think it's just balance. Managing stress, avoiding burnout. Again, another topic. Would love to go over that with you. But that's the top 10 things that are bothering small to medium-sized business owners, management groups, C-suite, et cetera. So now we're going to go over to the Gallup 2023 State of the Workplace. Okay, this is the State of the Global Workplace 2023 report, the voice of the world's employees. I'm only talking about U.S., right, the United States. So this survey was done and completed last fourth quarter of last year, and that's when the results come out, usually a late fourth quarter, early first quarter. So for 2023, what they're reporting are 23% of your employees are engaged. Now, what does engaged mean? That means they're doing their job. They're excited about being there. They're part of the team. They're doing everything they can do to help, you know, make the business move forward. Okay, so that's 23 out of 100. Or if you're a small business, that's two. Let's gonna round that down. Two out of 10. Only 23% are engaged. That means 77% are disengaged. Now, that should be the one that keeps you awake at night. 70, in other words, 77 out of 100, or let's round that up, eight. Eight out of 10 are disengaged. What does that mean? That means they're barely doing enough to keep their job. Now, 18% of that 77, they're actively disengaged. That's two. That's two out of 10. That's almost as much as your engaged employees. Now, what is that? That's, you know, two out of 10, 20 out of 100. What does that mean? That means they are almost sabotaging your business, either intentionally or unintentionally. They're not answering the phone. They're not returning emails. They're letting shipments go out wrong. Maybe they're configuring software incorrect. Whatever it is, they are so unplugged. They don't care, and they're at one foot out the door anyway. So that is real. And most companies I talk to, that those numbers are exactly dead on. All right. So what does that tell us? It tells us that our teams are disengaged. Our teams have no clear vision or purpose. And hey, leadership, owners, that's your fault. If you haven't painted a clear picture or vision, something that's exciting that's going to pull people through the tough times, that's what you need. But if you don't have a clear vision or a purpose, you're just floundering. The next one, everyone is busy, so no one can or wants to take ownership of anything. And its priorities change on a constant basis. It's crisis management, folks. It's the church of what's happening now, all right? So every week, it's a different crisis. And you never solve that problem because the next one pops up. Does that sound familiar? Does that ring in a bell? I hope it is, because most small businesses, small to medium-sized businesses, that's exactly what happens, and they never get caught up. But what it is, it's about the people. It's about the people, people. People make it happen. So it's very, very important that you get all your people aligned and on the same page. All right, okay, simple formula here. Now, this video is probably 30 minutes plus or minus, so if you want to turn it off after this, this is really the message. Simple formula for success. Execute the basics flawlessly and make it easy for customers to do business with you. It's that simple. So if everything you do, you run it through those two filters, execute the basics flawlessly and make it easy for customers to do business with you, guess what? you're firing on all cylinders, and it's great. Most people don't do it. Actually, they don't even go to number two. Number one, they can't even answer the phone right or respond to emails, right, or ship packages out right. Execute the basics flawlessly. Make it easy for customers to do business with you, and you'll be successful. All right. Let's talk about Chick-fil-A. Now, some of you may or may not like Chick-fil-A for whatever reason. I don't care about that. Chick-fil-A is a very well-run organization. Every Chick-fil-A I've been to, everyone's on the same page. Everyone is aligned. All the employees, they know the mission. They know the vision. They know their job. They're friendly. And here's the thing. If you're Saturday afternoon and you're out with your gang, you know, you're hungry right after lunch, right around lunchtime, and you see McDonald's and you see Chick-fil-A and the drive-thrus are both long. Now, look, nothing against McDonald's. I love McDonald's too. But you're probably going to, most people I know are going to pick Chick-fil-A. And why is that? Because they know they have drive-through management down to just an art, to a science. All right, so you get in that line. It moves quick. Your order's correct. The food is really good. You just paid a bunch of money for chicken, but you don't care because you went through the, you satisfied all your needs. And lastly, when you're done paying, you know, do you need anything else? No, thank you. Well, it's been my pleasure, or it's my pleasure to serve you. You get a friendly smile and getting your orders correct. Okay, not saying that doesn't happen at, you know, other fast food restaurants, but Chick-fil-A, always on, spot on. Okay, and you could probably, you know, go to In-N-Out or some other fast food chain like that. But, you know, what you got to do is Chick-fil-A your business. Everyone knows what they're doing. They're executing the basics flawlessly, and they're making it easy for you to do business with them. Okay, got it? Got it, good. So why are you having problems? Why do you feel like you're stuck? You're not getting any traction. You're not moving forward. Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, there's no alignment within your company or externally. So there's a picture if you're watching this now. I don't know if this is a real picture, but it's a bridge. And, you know, they started on both sides. And when they came to the middle didn't meet. It was off by half a lane. That's alignment. There's no alignment. Now, that happens within departments because a lot of companies are siloed. And again, I've heard people say, oh, our company is not siloed. Yes, it is. I guarantee if you're bigger than $50 million a year, you're probably siloed. You just don't even know it. So what you have to do is you have to get alignment. Now, look at this picture. Again, it's two guys rowing in the opposite. They're in a rowboat rowing in opposite directions. They're not getting anywhere. That is your employees. They're not getting anywhere because they're confused. They haven't been given clear directions. They don't understand the vision or the mission of the company. Now, look at this image. Now, this is a girl on a softball field, and this is called the Dizzy Bat Game. So what she has is a baseball bat, and she plants the big end of the bat in the ground, puts her forehead on the end of the bat, and she spins around. Okay, you spin around about 10 times. And the point of the game is you're supposed to, when they count it to, everyone goes one, two, you know, they count up to 10. And when they hit 10, you drop the bat and you're supposed to run straight, but you can't. You're running a curve. You're all discombobulated. That's your employees, my friend. They're all discombobulated because they're playing the Dizzy Bat Game every day, every week, and they're tired. They're wore out. They can't get their job done because they don't have any bandwidth. They're confused. They don't understand the mission or the vision. Okay, so let's make sure your employees aren't playing the Dizzy Bat Game. Let's make sure you're not the one who's sponsoring it, okay? Because usually it's leadership, it's ownership, falls on you. Here's another quote I love. This is by W. Edwards Deming. That's D-E-M-I-N-G. Basically, he's the father of modern quality. He was an American who went over to Japan after World War II, got them set up on their quality journey, and again, the highest award in Japan, I believe it's still called today, the Deming Award. Now, here's one of my favorite quotes. A bad system will beat a good person every time. Let me say that again. A bad system will beat a good person every time. I can't tell you how many employees that I talk to at companies, they are so beat down. They're so tired because there's no system in place. Right, you have to put processes in place, a system in place. But before you do that, you have to have a vision so you know what direction you're going in. All right, are you starting to get this? So what you need is a system for alignment. Now the picture here, it's a airplane cockpit, and again, it's got all the gauges and all that kind of stuff. But why am I showing you that picture? Well, that all those instruments, it keeps it on course. So if that airplane is if you're in a storm, it's blown around, that instrument panel will keep the plane on course. It'll keep it from flying into a mountain or crashing into the ground. Okay, that's what your business needs. Your business needs some sort of an instrument panel or some sort of a system to keep you going straight, even during tough times, okay? So I'll introduce to you the Platinum Process. It's an operating system that allows you to take control of your business. What it does is the Platinum Process, we take the multitude of things that you and your team deal with on a daily basis, and we take care of the overwhelm. What we do is we break it down into really eight components or eight pillars to help you manage your business. Now, it kind of sounds like a lot, but it's really easy. I'm just going to give you a brief overview. I'm not going to give you the secret sauce or the magic here. But if this sounds like something you're interested in, you've got to reach out to us. So again, there's eight pillars, and I'm going to go over them. Number one is leadership and vision. You have to have a clear vision for your company. You have to have strong leadership in place. And as my friend and mentor, John Maxwell, says, he says, hey, organizations, they rise and fall on leadership. And that is so true. You show me an organization that's in total chaos, where everyone's discombobulated, I'll show you a company that doesn't have any leadership, strong leadership, or vision in place. Number two, people. People make it happen. You have to have accountability. You have to have training and development. And you have to find a way how you're going to retain your employees. People make your business happen, okay? Number three, processes. It's the way. It's the way we do it. Now, some of you who are watching on YouTube, you're seeing the graphic of the Mandalorian. I'm not going to geek out on you, but basically they're saying is, this is the way. This is the way we do business. So what I'm telling you is your processes, that is a non-negotiable. This is the way we do business here at this company. Now, not saying that you don't change it. Now, there's a mechanism to change processes and procedures. But once you iron them out, everyone rows in the right direction. Remember the graphic we showed you before. Everyone has to row in the right direction, okay? So processes create alignment. All right, number four, issues, barriers. Issues, we all got it. Yeah, you got issues, I got issues, we all got issues. Companies have issues, and most companies are afraid to talk about them. I've been with companies, I've been on teams, I've worked with companies where they don't want to talk about issues. They think they go away. They sweep them under the rug. Upper management ignores them. You know, the lower ranks, you know, the people who are customer facing are every week reporting issues. Management, if management's not addressing them and trying to solve them, that's dereliction of duty. Sorry. These issues, these barriers, that's what's creating the dizzy bat game in your company. So what we would do is we would talk about the issues. We talk about the 80-20 rule. 20% of the issues are causing 80% of the problems in your business. So we identify those. So we solve those. For example, let's say we identify, 20 issues, and we're going to take 5 every quarter and solve them. So we break it down on a quarterly basis. What would your business look like if we got 20 of the top issues or barriers solved once and for all in your business? Would your business look different at the end of the year? You bet it would. We can show you how to do that. All right, number five, live by the numbers, die by the numbers. You got to have numbers. You got to have some metrics, some KPIs. If you're not measuring, you're not managing, okay? So you've got to know your numbers. Everyone's got to know their number, all right? Number six, then action, making it happen. What is the plan that we're putting in place? Typically, it's a quarterly plan, and then every quarter we revisit. We go, hey, this is what's going on. This is working. This is not working. And then we do a year-end big planning session for the next year. But you have to take action. Action makes it happen. So talk without action is just that. It's nothing. So that's where we could help you is actually put these things into place. We can show you how to take action, hopefully help hold you accountable. We can't make you do it. You know, a lot of people we talk with, we get to a certain point with them, and then they just don't want to do the work. Well, you know, they say, hey, what's your guarantee? Well, I guarantee if you do this, if you follow this after a year, your company's going to look different. But most people, you know, they fall off the wagon because it's human nature. They go back into the old patterns. They get distracted. They don't stay the course. So you've got to do that. Number seven, growth and scaling. Now, again, depending on how big you are, this may not be, if you're a newer company, if you're less than 3 or 4 years old, but a lot of companies, a lot of small business owners I talk to, especially in the tech sector, you know, they want to cash out in 3, 5, 7, 10 years. So growth and scaling are very, very important. And this process that I'm talking about shows you how to do that and how to manage that. Number 8, we talk about the functional areas in your business. This is probably the other thing that confuses small companies, is how to structure your business moving forward. So what we help you do is put a structure in place for 1, 3, 5, 10 years. What does that look like? One client I worked with recently, each of the three principals in the business, they were doing 12 or 15 jobs. In essence, so the goal is to start replacing yourself on all these jobs. You start on the lower level jobs. And what I mean by that is you got to look at the time you're spending. You need to be looking at high value work, okay? So you need to start replacing yourself on that organizational chart. We'll show you how to do that. It'll blow your mind, but it gives you a plan, and it puts a plan in place for you to staff up and grow on a scalable and measurable basis, okay? Then last but not least, we have a toolbox. We have, you know, a bunch of tools for you to use, and that's to help help manage this process. So basically, that's the 8 things, okay? That is the platinum process. So I'm going to reference something. I believe this is Stephen Covey. He wrote about this in the 70s. He's talking about how can we get all this done? Okay, so he talks about sand, pebbles, and rocks. Well, if you see the illustration on the screen, sand is your day-to-day activities. Pebbles are kind of more like to-dos, kind of like checklists, and rocks, those are your quarterly 90-day priorities. Those are things that we must get done this quarter in order to make things happen. Okay, and what most people do is what they do is they put the sand in first, which is they focus on their day-to-day, then they sprinkle in the pebbles, and look at that last image. Then they try to put the rocks, which are really the most important things. And the rocks don't fit, so you don't have time. What you want to do is you want to flip that. You want to put the rocks in first, then you want to put the pebbles, and then when you pour in the sand, sand fills up. Okay. You can get everything done. You can get everything done on a daily, weekly, quarterly basis, and we'll show you how to do that. It's not hard. It just takes some determination. It takes some discipline. One of my favorite quotes, discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons, by Jim Rohn. We will show you the cadence of how to make that happen. And again, it doesn't take a bunch of meetings. And that's the other thing. Meetings and emails are killing our businesses, folks. The larger you get, and that's why larger companies, their executives are in meetings, but I would say 90% of the time, they don't get anything done, or they're working like 120 hours a week. That is insane. Work should not be that difficult, all right? I'm going to say it. Work should be enjoyable. I'm not saying it shouldn't be challenging, but work should not be this hard. And we make it hard on ourselves because we're meeting too much. We're too many emails. We'll show you a cadence of how to get out of that. We'll break that crazy cycle, okay? Stop the insanity of meetings and emails. And if this sounds like something that you're interested in, please reach out to us. Go to platinumbusinessconsulting.com, which again, if you're watching this video, more than likely you have. There's a contact form below, or you can email us at info@platinumbusinessconsulting.com. I will reach out to you personally. I will talk to you. And look, I don't work with everybody. I have certain criteria. But part of it is you got to be willing to accept help. I mean, if you're just shopping around, we got some problems, and let me find a consultant. I'm probably not the person. Our company is probably not the company that's going to help you. What we want to work with is companies, small to medium-sized businesses, or maybe divisions of larger companies who are serious about becoming world-class and who want it. They're ready for a change. They're ready to make a change. And it's hard. Change is hard. Okay, we don't like change. No one likes change, but it's the only consistent. So our process will show you how to do that. And most people that I work with, they'll go, wow, I wish I would have known this when I started my business. It's that cool. All right, again, that's all we got. This is the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Your business is in trouble, but we can help. But we got to hear from you. If we don't hear from you, we can't help you. Again, this is season 4, episode 9. This is the 2024 edition of this podcast. So we're so excited. We're so glad you're here, and we look forward to hearing from you. So stay tuned, and we will see you next time. Bye.